रामायण रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः। युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 47 रामायण लक्ष्मण आर शोन टू सीता। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। देन द मंकी लॉर्ड्स स्टूड अराउंड राघव एंड केप्ट केयरफुल वॉच ओवर हिम। हनुमान अंगद नील सुषेण कुमुद नल गवाक्ष गवय शर्भ गंधमादन जांबवान ऋषभ कंद रंभ शतबली एंड अदर्स अरेड द फोर्सेस। दे टोर अप ह्यूज ट्रीज। दे लुक्ड इंटेंटली अप एंड डाउन एंड ऑन ऑल साइड्स। दे वर स्टार्टल्ड इवन बाय द मूवमेंट ऑफ अ ब्लेड ऑफ ग्रास। सच वाज द ड्रेड ऑफ द अप्रोच ऑफ द राक्षसस। Meanwhile, Ravana gave leave to Indrajit to withdraw and send for the Rakshasas that guarded Sita and also for Trijata. He said to them, "Let Sita know that Rama and Lakshmana have been slain by Indrajit. Take her in the car Pushpaka and show her these puny warriors lying dead on the battlefield. Relying on the prowess of that husband of hers and his brother, she was so haughty and so disdainful to me, wasn't she? Both of them are now lying dead on the battlefield. Now she will be free from anxiety and care. With no thought of going back to Rama, she will come to me of her own accord. She has no one else to lean on and will gladly choose me. She will be adorned with garments and jewels to her heart's content." Those Rakshasa women took her on the car Pushpaka. It was nothing to them that her mind was distracted and dazed with sorrow. They took her to the battlefield to show her Rama and Lakshmana. Ravana adorned his capitals with flag and banners and garlands and made proclamation that Rama and Lakshmana had been slain by Indrajit. Sita went with Trijata in the car Pushpaka in the battlefield. She beheld the entire monkey army struck down. The monkey lords were sunk in grief as they stood around Rama and Lakshmana. The sons of Dashrath, all unconscious, lay stretched on a bed of arrows. Their armor was broken, their bows slipped away from their hands, and their limbs were riddled with arrows. They looked like two beds of arrows. Like Skanda and Vishaka, the sons of Agni, those mighty men lay there in that light, their eyes closed that resembled the petals of red lotus. This sight was too much for her, as she moaned long and grievously. Janaki, of matchless beauty and grace, wailed aloud as she beheld Rama and Lakshmana stretched in the dust. As the brothers, once radiant like unto the very gods, lay there motionless, tears blinded her eyes. She thought that they were no more. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.